Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 28th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, President Donald Trump returned to Michigan on Monday to defend his tariff policy in one of America's most important manufacturing states. Speaking at a General Motors plant in Milford, Trump argued that higher tariffs are bringing auto production and jobs back to the United States by encouraging companies to build vehicles domestically. His visit comes as Canada faces a possible increase in U.S. tariffs next month, raising concerns for Michigan's closely linked auto industry. While the White House highlighted billions of dollars in new manufacturing investments from major automakers, state data shows job growth has slowed and unemployment remains among the highest in the country. The debate over tariffs is likely to remain central as November's midterm elections approach. Another news. President Trump's nominee to lead America's intelligence community is one step closer to confirmation. The U.S. Senate voted 51-43 along party lines to advance the nomination of Jay Clayton as Director of National Intelligence. If confirmed later this week, Clayton will oversee the nation's 18 intelligence agencies, replacing Tulsi Gabbard, who stepped down in June. Democrats strongly opposed the nomination, criticizing Clayton's refusal during his confirmation hearing to directly acknowledge Trump's 2020 election defeat and questioning his independence from the White House. Republicans, led by Senate Majority Leader John Thune, argued the country needs experienced leadership amid growing global security threats. A final confirmation vote is expected within days. Around the world, Southern Europe is bracing for another intense heat wave as firefighters continue battling devastating wildfires across France and Spain. More than 320,000 people have been evacuated, including around 220,000 in France and over 100,000 in Spain. One of the largest fires has advanced to within 15 kilometers of Bordeaux, prompting local authorities to prepare for additional evacuations. French President Emmanuel Macron described the crisis as the country's toughest wildfire season since World War II, while officials warned that temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius and strong winds could worsen conditions. Scientists continue to link increasingly severe European heat waves and wildfire seasons to climate change, with emergency crews racing to contain the blazes before weather conditions deteriorate further. Another news. Taiwan is preparing for its largest annual military exercises, with a new focus on keeping weapons production running during a potential conflict with China. The Hankwang War Games, beginning next week, will simulate Beijing using routine military exercises as cover for a full-scale invasion. Defense officials say the drills will test relocating arms factories, converting civilian manufacturers for military production, protecting critical shipping routes, and even slowing mobile internet speeds to rehearse communications during emergencies. Taiwan says the exercises reflect growing concern that China could target logistics hubs and supply chains early in any attack. Beijing continues to claim Taiwan as its territory, while Taipei rejects those claims and says it will strengthen its defenses. Another news. Global oil markets eased after a temporary pause in hostilities between the United States and Iran. Brent crude fell more than 11%, its biggest daily drop since April, while U.S. crude also declined sharply after President Trump said Washington had halted strikes at Iran's request to allow time for diplomacy. However, Tehran rejected suggestions that ceasefire negotiations are underway, insisting it will not let the United States dictate the timing of war or peace. The White House says Trump will meet separately with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss conflicts in both Ukraine and the Middle East. Markets remain cautious as investors watch for signs of renewed escalation. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.